Blog Talk Radio.
Most important thing in business is honesty, integrity, hard work, family. Never forgetting where we came from.
Called me, dad was gone. Finally got my dad back. Live a bad, he wouldn't live long. And snatched my dad back. Guidance I never had that. Streets was my second home. Welcomed me with open arms. Provided a place to crash at. A place to study math fact. Matter of fact, I learned it all. Burnt it all. This music is where I buried the ashes at. Flashback, not having much, not having that. Had to get some holler breath. You can holler back at. Holler that my Jewish lawyer to enjoy the fruit of it in my cash stack. And just in case a nigga got to use it. Own boss, own your master. Slaves, the mentality I carry with me to this very day. Fuck rich, let's get wealthy. Who else gon' feed we? If I need it, I'ma get it. However, God help me. And I don't need no hook for this shit.
Yo, let us pray. Father, please welcome us through the bad times as well as the good. May we be heard and understood from the suburbs to the hood. May you judge us by our hearts and not by our mistakes, and see that we get our breakthrough however long that it takes. May you fill that void in our souls that will lay our fears to rest. But there's no way we can live for Jesus when we're living in the flesh. So I pray that you allow our spirits to be born, grow strong, move on, know right from wrong. 1 John chapter 2, verse 15, do not love the world or anything in the world. And we know what that means, but listen. We know the distance we need to be away from fire to keep it missing, but that doesn't mean we're missing. Lord, you take care of fools and babies. Teach women to honor their men and men respect their ladies. But lately, so many of us have gone astray, doing wrong for so long that we've forgotten the way. Please bring us back home. Instill in us the word which is our backbone, which is chosen that have grown. There is so much that we're entitled to, yet we receive so little. In this time of spiritual warfare, we're comfortable in the middle. So I pray that you open our eyes. Give us the anointing to recognize the devil and his lies. If we keep our actions wise and our prayers sincere, our heads to the sky, you will diminish our fears. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen and amen.
Good evening, everybody. This is the True Grudge Racing Channel, and I am your host, Big Sham, right here in the Windy City, Chi-Town. My co-host is the man himself, Brother Mighty Mouse from Set on Kill, and the man on the ones and twos running the board, the legend, the street legend, Brother Shaky. Another great Thursday. We are here, y'all. We are live on Thursday night. We still above ground. We still alive. We can still talk all about it. Man, it's October. I just can't believe I'm saying it's just about over up here, because it's October. The weather is raining. I can't even. But nonetheless, man, we got a few more turns to make. It's a few more turns to make. Trick or treat. It is the 20th, 21st, and 22nd down in Holly Springs, Mississippi. The whole with the 901 boys throwing trick or treat, True Grudge down south. It's gonna be very interesting. I can just say it's gonna be very, very interesting to say the least. We got some locked in races from some of the boys up here this year. I saw today Tidy Bowl versus Jeremiah, G Body to G Body, Saturday at 7:00. Memphis on Flop versus who? Off the Trailer. I don't know what date. I think it's Saturday. I'm almost positive. I don't know the time, but I know it's Saturday. I believe it's Saturday. Those just off the top of my head, but nonetheless, man, y'all know what it's gonna be. It's gonna be crazy down there, man. We all going. We going in full force. So, man, I forgot. Let me shout out my sponsors as always, Brother Leroy and the Clocks Off Crew, the Motor City Mafia, the 1-800. Keep it real all day, all night, every day. Show. You, Brother Shaky, Brother Mouse. Man, it's about to get real interesting around here. Double D, he locked in. I know down there, Trick or Treat. I know Double D. I can't think of who it is, but I know he locked in with somebody. I talked to him today, too. So, man, it's about to be very, very interesting. Come next week. It's gonna be very interesting. Very, very interesting. Shaky, I know you there. I know Mouse got to be there. Good evening.
That's
how y'all
there.
Doing?
Good evening,
Big Boss. Man,
good
this
evening,
it's
Big
we can't catch a break with this damn rain. It's supposed to rain all weekend. I'm so disgusted. I looked at the weather, I'm like, man, look at this junk. Saturday, Friday, and Sunday, it's supposed to rain every day. But, man, we got something to look forward to next week. Like I say, it's going to be it's full force. It's going to be a whole reckoning to deal with down there. I'm going to get Wit on in a second. What y'all got, Mouse and Brother Shaky, before we let anybody in? What y'all got? Let me see.
All I want to say is, man, you right, man. It's over.
I just cannot. I swear, it just seemed like I was just talking about. It's about to start, but it is. It's winding down for real, for real. Yeah, it's winding down. What's up, Shaky? Talk to me.
Man, I'm just so happy for another Thursday, cuz.
Yeah, another
Wow,
Thursday.
Bro. Yeah, man. Mouse, I'm telling y'all the truth, man. This year seemed a little different than last year. Last year we was like saying, damn, you know what? The winter time is coming.
This year I'm kind of happy. I'm kind of happy the winter time is here. And I'm working on my goddamn car. I'm working on my motherfucking car. Show it. I don't know what I'm going to be able to do, but I'm just telling y'all, Lord, thank you for the winter time so I can get my shit together. Because I'm fucking tired of hearing this bullshit. Yes, I am. So if I could just raise my car next year, Lord, I'd be so happy, God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you.
Man.
In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus'
right.
name, amen.
Yeah, I got that
right.
out now. Thank you, man.
Joe, you right.
Thank you, man.
Oh, man.
Woo!
Okay, well, let's get it cracking. Let me see.
Okay.
Let's... Brother Fox, your mic is open. Good evening.
Good evening, gentlemen. Sham.
Good evening. Good evening.
Yes, sir. We're ecstatic to know that you will be participating or coming to the event down south. But we would also like to know if you would be so kind as to bring those one of those cakes, even if it's just slices, champ.
We
criticized you for having thin slices of cake. But right now, champ, I haven't had any of that cake all year. One or two of those thin slices, man, just hit the spot. Going in the trick or treat, man. Thanksgiving, you know. Maybe your comrades could enjoy one on the way down.
About
the
cake, but I ain't gonna do it.
Oh
man!
Come
on, Fly. Tell him again, Fly. I don't think he knows.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on.
I'd be willing to compensate you. Financially, all you have to do is send me a Cash App or a PayPal address.
Man. Okay. I'm going to see what I can do. That's all I can tell you. I'm going to see what
That's
I can
all
do.
I can. If you say you see what you can do.
You ain't mad, man. I swear. Don't nobody
well,
know.
See, Me, Madman and myself are one, so if you satisfy one, you satisfy both.
There you go.
We'll share in this thing.
Okay.
You got to watch the vultures, though. They might catch him before he get there.
Oh, my God. Unbelievable.
And here's the thing. If you have to do like you've done in previous years, just tell all the people you ain't had time, and then just walk up to them and say, hey, Flop, let me get the keys to your truck, and then when you bring them back, I'll know the package is in there.
Really, we can do it like that.
Yeah. That sounds like a winner, then.
Ain't nobody listening, Flop. Don't do that. Like, for real. Don't do that.
Go ahead.
Yeah, get that goddamn cake, man. I done forgot all about that kid, man. It's been so fucking long. But I'm sorry. This is a family show. Excuse me for
bullying. Hey, shaking or snapped out about that cake, man.
Oh, my God. Shit, man. My wife came all the way to my house. He came to my house. They're like, hey, what's going on over here? I say, oh, man. I don't think it was so special.
I know you might be a little too old to trick or treat. But I know this one address where they might be giving out cake for trick or treat, and I would just keep hitting the doorbell at that address.
Oh, it's the Dean's residence.
It's the Dean residence.
That's it. Two houses off the corner.
Look at it.
Okay, I want to get this information. Okay, Brother Witt, come on with it. Good evening.
Good evening, Sham. Good evening, everybody. What's going on?
What's happening?
Good evening, Mr. Wheat.
How y'all doing? This damn thing popped up on us again, Sham. Damn, it seemed quick.
We so happy to hear your voice, Mr. Wheat. Yeah,
we pray for you to come on the show all the time. Well, I be on the show all the time. I come in and step in and out.
I be on the show all the time.
And I, first of all, I want to thank Sham and the True Grudge, you know, for being a sponsor of Trick or Treat. Big Sham and True Grudge and all the guys. I want to thank them for being a sponsor of Trick or Treat every year, each and every year.
Man,
first of all.
I love it. That's my event down south. I claim it. I just claim it. That thing is they come into play.
Yeah.
I already know what's going to happen.
And man, you know, life got to be getting good. Jeremiah has locked in for trick or treat. Oh my God, life is great.
If Jeremiah get this grudge right off,
for all you guys that's coming down, that's going to be worth the price of a mission. If Jeremiah grudge race at trick or treat, and I got a lot of people coming for this trophy, grudge race
Lord
of the year. It's going to be a lot of people mad if Jeremiah win this grudge race that he's got.
It's going to be a lot of people mad if Jeremiah win this grudge race that he got. And I just want to let everybody know,
life got to be getting great. Jeremiah Colson coming last year. He called and said he coming in hot. And he grudge racing. And that's what this has been all about. Grudge racing. You know what I'm saying? And we got about 20 already locked in. 20 grudge racers. You know, that's a good stepping stone right there. Start
this is true.
Out.
This is
you know,
true.
we got grandson now, the one I said, we got grandson from up that way, Vaughn and Mar Ray Radley and them and all them boys. Appreciate them supporting Tutu and all them boys support every year. Tutu said he wouldn't miss it. Well, he was, wherever he at, he wasn't missing no trick or treat. So, got to get props out to Tutu and grandson and Vaughn and all them guys. Got to get props out. They always support Mike Rattling, whatever the damn name is. I'm tired of seeing that. I'm sick of seeing that little motherfucker. I see him everywhere. Can't go nowhere. No racetrack. Mike Rattling. I'm sick of that motherfucker. But I just want to thank everybody from Chicago and all up that way, man, for the support. We opening up. We're going to do private testing Thursday. I don't know the exact time, but it's going to be 2 or 3 o'clock till, you know, 8 or 9 o'clock. There's private testing. 300 a car. They don't have nothing to do with that. That's the track. 300 a car,
okay.
15 to watch, one lane prep, radio prep. And then Friday we open at 2, and the track will be hot at 3. And that's grudge racing and test and tune, all you want. Grudge racing, test and tune. Saturday we open 11 or 12. Track real hot probably around 1. 12-1, I say. And grudge racing and testing and tune. Now, Saturday, we do cut the testing tune off early. I'm letting you guys know. They cut it off early.
Yes, they do. Yes, they
do. About 2 or 3, about 3 o'clock, it's all grudge.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and yes, we're trying to go get up. We're trying to top the – we had 68 last year, something like that, somewhere in the day. Dog said we're going to try to top it this year. Dog said we're going to try to go for the Augusta. And dog said, this is dog, Willie Dog coming out of his own pocket, the 70th, how you say it, grudge race will get $500. The person that do the seventieth grudge race will get $500. I don't know if the winner will get $500 or it'll be $500 on top of the pot. I don't know how that goes, but yeah, that race will get $500 coming out of Willie Dog's pocket. He just said that himself.
All right.
So we need to – he's probably not pushing for the 70 grudge race, but Trick or Treat need to be pushing for 70 grudge race so somebody can get free $500. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
so,
that's
and that's
right.
12 o'clock Saturday, and that's 12 o'clock Sunday, too. We let it keep it rolling. We let the ball keep rolling. And that's 3 days of full grudge race. And we do have a small shootout, local guys shootout for Sunday. So if some of you guys want to stay over, we put money in. Everybody put money in. We don't give a damn what car it is, what it look like, none of that shit. It's called – no excuse shootout. No, don't cry. Ain't no crying. Just whatever's in there, and then we everybody run everybody, and that's Sunday. And we giving away bikes, toys, and four wheelers, and power wheels and everything for the kids. And that's Sunday.
Okay.
And we got a money bag for the kids and everything like we do every year, Sham. And like I said, got Lincoln locked in with goddamn it clock.
This is true.
If all you guys come down and see Jeremiah race at Trick or Treat, it'll be worth the price for you, all your gas money, whatever you spent coming down there. Just to watch Jeremiah race at Trick or Treat. Much less win if you win. Oh, my God, if he wins.
Oh, man.
He might grow some fucking eyebrows or something, you know. We don't know. Might help him out. This motherfucker looks weird
man.
To me. He's a cool dude, but he looked fucking weird to me.
Oh, but, my goodness, dude.
Yeah. And he
I'm
going to
let these dudes there. Huh?
Yeah, he said something about he wanted you too, Sham, a couple of games.
I heard that. We're going to see something. I'm just sitting back.
Wherever you at, Leakin, they talking about Sham cake. I respect you and all that, Sham, but I want that lemon cake, Leakin. Put that motherfucker in my car like you did last time.
I know he's gonna have something. I already know he's gonna have something.
Yeah, put that motherfucker in my car. You want? Come on. Put that motherfucker in my car, Lemon, leaking like you did last time or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Yeah. They want you. I'm gonna let them on in. Let me let these people in.
Okay.
Right. Vaughn, come on with it. Terrio, your mic is open.
Okay.
Come on with it.
Okay, you left me on hold because Will was talking. I got to be with his ass at Trick or Treat now. You know what I'm
saying? Hello?
I had to let him get it all out, Vaughn.
Nah, I'm fucking with you. What up, Will?
What
up,
Vaughn? I ain't hear you. Nah,
preacher boy, your mic
is coming. What'd you say, Vaughn?
I said he had me on hold all that time because you was talking. I know I got to beat your ass at Trick or Treat now.
Right, but I got to go back. I got to go back, Big Sham. Everybody stop and don't say nothing. I got to get this motherfucking funny talking, funny looking Ryan motherfucking Private Ryan or whatever they call it. Whatever he's got, I got to get a motherfucking prop. He knocked me out now. I got to go back and get that man his motherfucking prop. He knocked my ass off him and take funny looking twisted body ass. Them boys knocked my ass off.
They both
damn.
Work down there.
They knocked my ass off. Vaughn, them knocked my ass off. That's Vaughn teammate. They knocked my ass off. I got to get to them. Jack and Hoss, Big Hoss, Hoss Hog, Hillbilly Tune, or whatever the name of that motherfucking there, they are. They
Jack Green.
That
sounds
yeah,
like
Jack
a conspiracy,
Green.
All with.
Yeah.
Man,
that was a conspiracy.
Put some respect, put some respect on
right.
That Boss Hog,
Byron,
that Boss Hog Tune.
Boss Hog Tune, yeah, Boss Hog Tune, Big Boy Tune. And Ryan, he did his thing. I got to give it to him. He worked hard on his car and program and everything. He did his thing. I give him their prop, man. But I got grandson next. So y'all know I ain't no pussy. I'm going against a teammate. You see what I'm saying? I'm set a fight. A lot of these pussy motherfuckers be, oh, you shouldn't have did it. Isn't that all that crap, baby ass pussy ass shit? You should do. That's over with. So ain't no talking about that no more. He move on to the next. I got goddamn grandson. He look good down there. He don't look like no pussy down there. So, you know, it is what it is. I said I was going to race these people at the beginning of the year. I said, so I'm going to race some people, and then some people going to run it high. Mostly half of them that ran it high. But the ones that I said I'm going to race, those are the ones I'm going to race. And I'm going to stand on that.
Oh, really?
I'm going to stand on that.
Woo-wee. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, it's going to It's going to get interesting in a second.
Yeah. I'm going to turn some shit on Vaughn, though. I'm going to turn some shit on Vaughn. I ain't get a chance to turn nothing on him because he got them. I ain't get a chance to make one shakedown. I'm going to turn some shit on Vaughn. That's up, Vaughn. I hate him for you, though. I told Tim, you can bust that bitch. You can bust that bitch.
Oh, man.
Cut that shit on.
Yeah,
well,
we're gonna have a good time. We're gonna have a good goddamn time down there.
Uh oh, Brother Lee, is that you?
Hey, what he was saying? He should have turned all of it on. He should have turned all of it on.
I ain't have enough time to turn it on you, Ryan.
You should have turned all of it on.
I wish I could, goddamn. I wish I could.
Yeah,
but I couldn't. I couldn't get it all on for you, Ryan.
Yeah, I wish you would have.
I ain't get my car. You know, I had to get my car fixed too, like you. But I ain't get it fixed until late. You know, I couldn't get it fixed. By the time I got there, I couldn't give one shakedown.
Look. You want me to be honest with you? I felt so bad about doing that thing. You had to be mad at Tate. Tate made me do that. It did Jack. When Jack left, you see he wasn't there. You know what Jack told me?
They weren't acting like that for the race, y'all. They weren't acting all goddamn it's just like they were just confident in that. I ain't gonna let them sit there and
who
put
was?
That on with you. You beat my ass.
Who was?
Who am I? But you wasn't fucking confident in goddamn
who,
for that race.
Who
you
was?
Like
who
a
was confident?
You
who was confident?
You ain't looking to me.
Oh man, you must know. You must know that you. I'm asking, has anybody ever seen me scared or anybody ever seen me confident?
You look scared
to me. Anyway all day.
Look scared
to me. I'm fearless. I'm fearless. You talked to the wrong person.
Me too. Me too.
Yeah. But you know what? You know what Jack told me? He said, Ryan, I got
you. I heard Jack say he left a tune up in there for me. I heard all that shit. But you know,
he said,
Jack, it's time. And you know, I ain't going to sit here and lie to you, Ryan. I was thinking, I was like, damn, Jack ain't never beat me. You know, really, never beat me. I'm always whooping Jack ass. When it's going to be his turn? I hope it don't be this time. And it was. It was his turn.
No, but he told me he left me a present. He said,
"Yeah, I heard."
I said,
he
"Jack, you got to leave."
He left me.
Hey, I said, "Jack, you got to leave." He said, "Yeah, I got to leave." He said, "But I left you a surprise." He said, "It's gonna turn on through the middle." He said, "Watch what I tell you."
It cut on. Some came on, goddammit. Some came on.
He said, "He said it's gonna come on through the middle."
He did good. He did a good job. He did a good job. He did a great job. I got to give him that.
You want me to be honest with you? You know who did a good job? That driver. That was the first time he'd been in that car.
Your crew, man.
Yeah, but that was the first time. But that was the first time
he'd
been in that car.
He did good.
And you left before I did.
Your whole team did good, man.
You left before I did, too.
Well, you know.
Oh, man.
That's a
with
Chicago
that,
drive,
you know what? Hey, with that heavy hoe roll right around you, man.
Shit, I don't think you know heavier than I am. I can promise you that.
You lying there. You know how much that damn car weighs?
Shit.
Man,
you know
it
weighs
damn near 20. Hey, look. He weighed damn near 2,900 without a damn driver, man.
Mine too, Ryan.
And with a driver, it's 3,000 pounds.
Mine too, Ryan.
Hey, you left on that heavy hole. That motherfucker were all right all around you like he was sitting still.
Yeah,
I told him,
like I was sitting still. You caught me right
there. Hey, yes,
trap.
He did.
I tell you that.
Hey, you know what he told me? He said y'all were locked. He said I was locked with him before 3:30. He said, but Jack turned something on, and he said, I didn't see him the rest of the way.
Okay.
Hey, he was acting like Jack was in it. He was giving a play-by-play. He was saying what Jack was doing. It made it seem like Jack was sitting in the car with him. You know what I'm saying?
Really. He did good, man.
But you ain't seen nothing yet. Watch what he do that goddamn dress on, man.
Damn. You ain't seen shit yet either.
Hey, watch what he do that goddamn dress on, man.
Yeah, y'all ain't seen shit yet either.
Hey, let me text Jack right now. Let me text him. Do not
text him up.
Let up.
Hit him
on this sweet Vic. P.S. Yeah. He can't win. Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, Jack, this ain't Jack's first time rodeo with me. I keep Jack.
It wasn't a rodeo. It was smooth sailing. Don't act like we had
me.
A rough ride.
Yeah, it wasn't no easy one. I can tell you that. You can quit acting.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, this ain't Jack's first rodeo with me. He'll tell you that.
Hey, you
I'm
know how
the
easy
motherfucker
it was?
That raised people. I'm about the only motherfucker that raised every motherfucker in y'all camp. Kate, you, Tutu, grandson, everything in your camp.
Yeah, but guess what? Watch what that damn grandson do to you.
Well, we'll see.
That motherfucker
don't
get nasty.
Grandson ain't got to win that fucking race. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Hey, but I'm going
to
tell you this.
If that motherfucking heavy
Dirty Diana then got a hold of your ass, what you think grandson going to do?
She going to be in a fight?
No, I ain't.
You going to be in a fucking fight?
No, I ain't.
Because you couldn't make no mistake, and I couldn't either. I can bet your ass on that.
We got the gas on you, boy.
You ain't got the gas on me.
Bullshit.
You got to be stupid.
Bullshit.
You got to be stupid. You can go
no, you got to be stupid. Hey, watch the video. Hey, go watch the video. Hey, watch the video, man. The car starts swerving down there. Hold on.
He ain't get out no
the man,
gas.
Look, listen
no
to me.
Gas.
Listen to me, man. I'm going to take a screenshot of the fucking data log. It's going to tell where got
you
the gas.
Got, you ain't got
now, listen to this.
Shit. He ain't got no
the,
fucking
the man
gas
got, if you look at that video from behind, that car got squiggly. He said, I got up out of it. The data log say where he got up out of it. Because we have put a big gap on you after 3:30.
How you know? Whatever.
Man, I seen the damn lights. The lights, your lights and his lights, man. That motherfucker kind of went out on here. I went out there, man.
Yeah, okay.
But I'm gonna wait on. Look, I know you ain't gonna run me. I know you ain't gonna run me back because you know you don't go get your ass whooped back grandson next weekend.
Yeah,
there ain't gonna be no left.
I'm gonna run you back next year. You can guarantee that.
Hey, you keep talking. I'm going to lock your motherfucking ass in with that damn shorty for that goddamn Mike Hill end of the year. Keep talking.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Keep talking.
Well, lock it in. Lock it in.
Good.
What
are
you talking about? Shit, keep talking.
Ooh,
good Lord. I know he ain't
lock
did that.
Good.
Good Lord.
Hey, keep talking.
Fuck it, lock in. We're trying to
talk. Hey, you know how when you get your whooping, you know how when you get your whooping and your mama say, keep crying, see, I don't give you no cry about. You keep talking.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
Talk.
That man still talking shit, and he backing it up.
What
he going to do now?
That man
keep talking.
I'm going to
get up there with that motherfucking
shoulder
and show you something.
I know y'all want it, y'all. You can get it. I know you want it. You can get it.
You
I'm
talking about one of the baddest motherfucking bands?
I know you want it. You can get it.
Hey, look. Hey, look. I'm going to ask you this. Are you going to have Shorty there
Where?
At Mike Hill Race. Is it going to be there or you not going to come until you locked in?
I wasn't going to bring it there, but if you block that in, I might bring it.
I mean, if you, it ain't gonna be no mic. You gonna have to bring it if I lock you in.
Yeah, you're right. If we lock in, I ain't got no other choice but to bring it.
Yeah.
So,
shoot.
Yeah, it's in your ballpark, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, where Vaughn at?
What up?
Hey, put me down for the usual when you run what's his name? Crash,
put
me down for the usual.
Oh, man,
put me down for the usual.
Yeah,
put me down for the usual.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro,
unbelievable.
I see your trick or treat, man.
Hey,
man.
And you know how you go to your favorite bar and they come up and say you want the usual?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, put me down for the usual. Hey, that motherfucker president found out he was a fucking prey.
Mm-hmm.
Gobble, gobble, gobble. We ate your motherfucking ass up, boy.
That motherfucker Dirty D put it on that goddamn president, man.
Hey, look. Hey, look.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Whit. Your son ran up to me. He said, hey, mister, was it a gap? I said, yes, young man, it was. And he ran right back off.
He wasn't no guess.
He ran right back off.
He was trying to. It wasn't no damn gap. You stupid.
No, it was. Look at the video.
There was no fucking gap, man. I looked at it.
But the video don't lie.
Tickle fish. Go look at it.
But the video don't lie.
My driver would have told me if it was a gap. I ain't got to worry about that.
Man, your driver. Hey, hold on. When you came back, your driver said you won. Look.
It wasn't no gap.
The driver told you he won, too, didn't he?
No, he ain't tell me that.
Then how would he know?
He
was in the back.
He told me that motherfucker rolling, you guess.
Look, man, look. I'm going to tell you this. Only reason why my car got to be rolling because we beat your ass. But if we would have lost, you would have been saying, I got some junk. Fuck out of here,
right,
man.
I wouldn't say you got no junk. I just would have said you got some junk.
Hey, look, listen to this shit. Listen to this shit. Monday morning, Leon say, man, that predator rolling, man. Ooh-wee. I say, Leon, if the predator is rolling, what is my car doing? You know what he say? Oh, you ain't doing nothing just doing your job. I say, my car can't be rolling. Red Ryan, you ain't doing nothing but doing your job. The fuck? Just say my car rolling. I just want to hear you say my car rolling.
I just said it was rolling. You said, goddammit, some other stupid shit.
But I don't want you to say it because you know it. You know what happened down there. That motherfucker, that big motherfucker. Hey,
well,
he rang you too.
Hey,
well, look. Hey, but now,
man,
look.
I want that goddamn Leon too, man. I want that damn Leon, man, for trick or treat. Man.
You want him?
Come on,
Yeah, man.
Look.
I want that damn Leon.
Officer Taylor going after. He gonna come on in a second. I know.
Hey,
y'all
look.
Hey, Bun.
I know you go. I know you go curse me out. But Leon got the motherfucking back tire by that motherfucking grandson. He got the motherfucking back tire.
Not the back tire,
fuck
right? Come on,
back motherfucking backstage tire. Yes, he do.
I knew he was gonna come. Off the trailer, the mic is open.
You spoke, Ryan.
You're bad acting, Ryan. You're bad acting.
All right, he got the back tire with that grandson.
Lord, Hammers. I told him not to let you and Vaughn on the phone.
Hey, Ryan, there you go again, Ryan. You already knew I threw the towel in, so ain't no need to holler what I got, because you know I'm done for the year. But, Vaughn,
next year,
next year, you ain't got to worry about it. I'm going to take your ass and steal and beat the hell out of you. Don't worry about it.
Oh.
Just get yourself prepared. I'm done, Ryan.
If you talking about next year, you got to go to the back of the line. Let me talk to somebody here.
Right. Well, you should say you want me, then you know I'm done.
I want you back. I don't know what's going on with you and your program.
Told me you raised the flop. Man, I'm ready to fly with that big-ass Chevelle, man. That ain't nothing. But,
I
back to you. That's all that.
Come next, I don't know.
Come
I didn't know
year.
Nothing.
Hey, Bob, listen
know.
To this. Come next year.
Leon.
Next year, I want you first. I don't want to raise nobody else. I want you first because I got that Ryan there. I want you first. I don't want to raise nobody else but you first.
Damn.
Hey, man,
so
I hear that. I hear that all the time.
No, ain't no,
we'll
I,
get to the
I,
track,
you hear that
because you know?
When I had oil pressure, y'all was picking and choosing what tracks to go to. I didn't get
I never
what
even
track
see
to go
you.
To.
Hey, Leon,
my,
I never even seen you on the property with grandson nowhere. What you talking about?
Grandson went on the property. If grandson would have been on the
and
property,
and
I'd have had you
that?
First.
Oh,
but,
man, I mean,
but
I
wasn't trying to grab you because I know you was doing.
Hold on, Leon, say that again. You said if grandson would have been on the property with
grandson would have been. Hey, Ryan, listen. Let me say you something. Let me say this to you. If grandson would have been on the hold on, Ryan. If you won't be talking, but let me talk. If grandson would have been on the property with me and you supposed to race, I'd have said fuck that race, Ryan. Me and you ain't racing because the rain stopped up. Grandson, get your motherfucking ass up there. I'd have took it out on him.
Wow. Hey, man,
right there, so that ain't nothing. That's all. But Vaughn, 2024, I don't want to raise nobody but you. I'm gonna see how bad you looking for me. I'm done
hey,
now.
Hey, Leon, 2023, you been hiding from me. 2024, you still a hoe.
Like, y'all, well, why,
oh,
hold
man.
On. Why, hold on. Why you leave your car
on,
home when I went to, why you leave your car home at Martin when I went to Martin to run them people? I'd have ran you at Martin. I would have ran
man,
you at Martin if you came up there. Y'all
man,
wouldn't even go to Steele, Alabama to race, so you might as well go 3 hours away from home.
I can go there. I ain't had no problem
that's
going
what I'm
to mine.
Why, I'm just what I'm saying. Why did you come up here and I'd have took it out on you?
Hey,
I would have took it out on you.
Hey, man.
But
I wish you.
Hey,
I
look,
wish...
we don't worry about that. I can't race right now. I'm done. And you got oil pressure. We're going to beat the hell out of you. Don't worry about
no,
it.
No,
ain't
not.
Damn sure going to try.
Hey, what? Leon, me and you, let's lock something in then. You better with Whit. Let's lock something in right now.
No, I ain't going to lock shit in, but a race cop, I had one race ready to go. I ain't going to lock no
okay.
money in.
If you not willing to bet on your opinion, shut the fuck up. You ain't willing to bet on your opinion.
The way you looked it down there, still, you shouldn't have been betting on making no opinion.
Don't worry about it. Show me. Show me.
About.
I was still trying to lock in. I was still trying to lock in.
Under the car. That man kicked the door and said, you don't want nobody
there. Don't make you shit. What TikTok eat don't make you shit.
Hey, Ryan. Go ahead on, Ryan. Go on, finish up. I just want the size of that damn bars up. Now, y'all know what I know.
Look. The year-end finale is about 3 weeks away.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the name of that car is. Is it called a mistress or what's it called?
Man, I know they going to Hollywood. Where they at, man? Get Vic and them on here with that motherfucker. Ain't they going? I know they going down there trick or treat. Get them on, Leon. That car running.
I don't have no face for that car. You got to call Vic, Puerto Rican Pete, or man. I don't have no face for that car.
Get Puerto Rican Pete on, Sam. Get him on.
Hold on. You text him.
How much?
Let's see,
Got these bullies on the phone and shit tonight.
Yeah.
Thinker man, talk to me. Preacher boy, let me see who all I opened up. Preacher boy, Terrio, Madman. Oh, there go Vic right there. Come on with it.
What's happening?
What up? There you go. There go Vic right there.
Big y'all taking the mistress to trick or treat?
Dude, we might be done for the year. I got a lot of stuff going on with my wife right now, bro. I don't know.
Oh, okay. All right, Vic. All right. We were just trying to see about the
know.
Race.
Okay. I'll let you know. But right
okay.
now, I got
bless
a lot going
you
on
your
with my wife. So
brother.
I don't,
focus on
I
your
don't
situations.
Know.
Blessings to y'all. Okay.
All right.
Can I make this announcement?
Uh-huh.
Can I make this announcement?
Oh my goodness. Come on,
you got the two bedders all steel, all glass G bodies, from the north. They hometown in Chicago. Y'all should be enamored by y'all having a home or two of the baddest G bodies. Hey, y'all should be like, you know, y'all shouldn't be against us. Y'all should be happy.
Ryan.
It's a privilege.
Ryan, what about
y'all
them
got two bad motherfuckers?
What about them boys over there in Michigan?
Huh?
What about them boys over there in Michigan? You don't think they're bad?
What about them? What about them? Huh?
Oh, man.
What about them?
That boy is something else.
Man, we'll beat the hell out of him.
Damn.
We'll beat the hell out of him.
I got to borrow a line from the Willie Dog Show. Here come kid with the bullshit. Here come kid with the bullshit.
Oh, man.
I thought they were bad.
I mean,
his name is Jesse James.
How do y'all? Look, I want to ask the panel.
They
said. I want to ask everybody from the South Side and the whole Chicago. Like, we ain't going to speak.
Mm-hmm.
How do y'all
mm-hmm.
feel? Y'all should be proud. Y'all remember how the Bulls won? That's how y'all
mm-hmm.
should be feeling, man. Huh? Y'all don't feel that way?
Oh, yeah.
If y'all don't feel that way, y'all need to bend the motherfucking knee when y'all see us.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Oh, man. Ooh, we. The pot is stirring, y'all. The pot is stirring.
Who here want to wrestle with those two motherfuckers? Who?
Nobody, I don't guess.
Shit, everybody. Hey, Ryan.
Nobody stepping up to the plate.
Ryan, everybody on the swing set. You got a lot of swingers, so you go race nobody. Nobody else.
No. See, Leon. Look, your analogy. You say the swing set. What I'm looking at is the whole row of people. When we push those cars through there, they
mm-hmm.
bend the knee and they look down at the ground.
Right.
Yeah, I don't want to lie.
Oh man, not by their heads, man.
Yeah. Y'all should feel fucking happy, but y'all hate us. You know what I'm saying?
I told you, Sham. I told you, Sham. Don't let them on your show.
Look. Hey, get Big Drag on here. Hey, get Big Drag on here. I want to say something to him real fast.
You
Big Drag on here.
You would have a lot better show, Sham, if you mute their mics.
Oh, my God, man.
Call Big Drag.
Oh, man. I know somebody told Drag already.
Hey, Ryan. Hey, Ryan. What Ryan go say?
Yeah.
He's there.
You got a lot of people want to be your friend. They don't want to race you now. They want to be on your team.
No, they can't. They can't be. You get what I'm saying? The people that's with me, they with me. The people that's against me, I'm chopping their motherfucking heads off.
Huh.
You get what I'm saying?
Lord, how much?
Get Big Drag on here.
Oh, my goodness.
He the same guy.
My.
I want to say something to Big Drag.
Come on. Okay, I just texted. Okay, in the mean of between
bad tonight,
man. Real bad. Oh my goodness. Our very own Jeremiah versus
not Jeremiah.
Man,
Patty
Bowl.
Patty Bowl.
Oh my. Tidy Bowl,
up.
Up places, man. He's something else.
Man,
anybody over here? Hey, Sam, y'all taking that red car? Y'all give me a reason to bring Jack Ball car? Fuck it.
Oh, man.
Yeah, you're going to give us a break. I'm going to make him. I'm going to make sure he there. Yeah.
I'm going to give you the back tie, man.
No, that man said we got the break, and I want it. I wanted it this weekend, but it's raining all weekend. I went to sleep for nothing every night early.
Mm-hmm. Man, y'all don't need to break. That's
gonna
a little bit too much, man.
I'm gonna make them go. Yeah, just lock in to the break. Yeah, I'm gonna make them go.
Man, fuck it. We gonna turn it to a party. You got the break. What time?
Damn. All
right,
ooh.
Wait a minute. Okay. What Saturday? Saturday.
Saturday at what time?
I don't know. 5 o'clock?
Four.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh. No, I can get on. Okay, they texted y'all at the
same
time.
That man
go.
He finna close the show.
Damn.
Why you do that, Von?
That man said y'all got the break.
Nobody want to go to sleep. Ooh.
Yeah, hold on. Hold on, Von. Hold on. Drag, your mic is open. Just hold that thought. Let me get them on. Hold on.
Hey, y'all got that big sissy on? That big sissy on? Hey, Big Rich.
What's up, you little?
Damn, Von.
I had to get him before he get me. He was going to call me a sissy first.
Hey.
I got to tell the truth.
Hey, Big Drag. Hey, Big Drag.
Yo.
Look, you know what I want to do? I want to blame you. I'm going to blame you because, see, when you left drag racing, you left all your little kids. I guess they didn't learn a valuable lesson. These motherfuckers actually betted against me. And they see that they motherfucking teacher told them that they go ride with the home team and they got fucked up down there. You know how many people betted against me and got fucked up?
Well, you know when you got dog that you go against the grain, that's what happens, you know. I don't go against the grain. When y'all guys are out of town, I don't give a darn what differences that we get. It's just me. I don't go against the grain, bro. I was rooting for you. Now you come here, I want to pull your head off. But as long as you out of town, I'm a team player.
That's how I started.
Do you know how many people? Hey, do you know how many people they went from eating steak on Sunday to eating pork and bean on Monday?
Oh, man, not the hot dogs and pork and beans.
They betted against me. I see it's your fault. See, those people, they lost without you, man. You got to come back and show them something.
Mm-hmm.
The Leon, he don't know what he's doing. The Three Love, he definitely don't know what he's doing.
Hey, Ryan, stop laughing.
They don't know
mess. I beat him over out of 180 and 50. And I lost the 50 back, and I lost 40. I ain't lose shit. I was on house money. If you go up there and go up there again, I'm gonna bet against you. That's how I bet. Just like you.
Mm-hmm. And you gonna lose.
Shit.
And you gonna lose.
Well, you would have showed me something. You got there something with TikTok when he was calling all the T-bodies out.
Do they have a video when they seen that dirty white boy up there with me when I looked him in his face? Did you hear what he said? Hold on.
Hold on.
I don't give a fuck what he said over the phone, but did you see the video when I looked that dirty white boy in his face?
He said,
I ain't going to fuck with you today. That man, look. I'm going to mess all over him. Man, you can have a $200 bet on the side. Huh?
Hey, I didn't see that.
Huh?
$200 bet
you
on
said
what?
You gonna be there?
He ain't see me try to run the first round neither. He ain't see that neither.
No. They didn't want to do that.
They not gonna state the real. They sit back like drag said, I don't give a fuck. I don't even see how it's in you motherfuckers to sit back. Why we race out of state and goddamn it go against a motherfucker?
Hey,
you motherfuckers
hey,
weak,
you know,
man.
You know, hey, Von, hold on. What's the difference when we supposed to race at home and we go way out of town to race each other? What the fuck is the difference?
It's a big difference, Leon. If you go out of town, just like when you was in Detroit, wasn't nobody there but me and you, motherfucker, and I bet all that money and said, fuck them. I'll never bet on Leon. But I bet on you because you were racing Michigan, nigga.
That's a real good example, Von.
That's my point.
You ain't had no money. you and Leo, you ain't had no more $175 to bet on your own damn car.
You got to bet on loyalty, bro. That's what we're trying to show y'all. It's loyalty. Now, Von don't bet with Leon. He bets against him when he at home. You know what I'm saying? You betting from the heart, bro. I mean, and that's your money to do whatever you want to do with it. We're not trying to tell you what to do, but I'm just telling you, in my opinion, got dog with the right way is to stand together. I mean, we got to be together. If we're down south and them dudes want to jump on one of us, all of us got to get dog to stand up.
Exactly.
No, I'm not saying nobody got dog to go to play.
That'll never happen.
I'm just using that as an example, man. I don't think none of us
have my money.
We got you. Do what you want with yours, Leon. That's yours.
Right, right. I'm yours.
You see, you see what it got you. You see what it got you. But you know,
I want 180 and 50, and Will won his back, and the other one $40. I ain't lost shit. That was house money.
Well, you know, bro, I'm gonna say this to you. I'm big on loyalty. I'm big on loyalty. I'm not finna get dogged. Let no money change me from that. You see how stuff is going for different people. Call themselves gonna stab people in the back and go out on their own and see what happened to them. You understand what I'm saying? Loyalty, yeah, dog. At some point, you're gonna get ate up. You're gonna get ate up. Something ain't what they thought it was gonna be like.
Mother beat me out of $40. They can do that for the rest of their life because that ain't gonna hurt me.
Well, I want to win 40. I don't want to lose it, bro. That's just me.
As long as Ryan, me and Zay had words.
I mean, this is a long time ago, but I'm just taking you back. When that dude went down there and run them boys in Florida, I was rooting with him. I was for him. That stuff because he's from Chicago. What you got to understand, he represents us. No matter if you're in the 219 or the 312, you are considered Chicago, Leon. You repping us.
Okay.
You go down there and
okay,
get a whoop. They don't just say them boys out of Indiana got whooped.
You got that right.
Let me ask you something. When I went down and ran Jay Bond, how many motherfuckers betted against me? I wait. Because there was a bunch of them out there going to win.
I didn't. The same ones
from Chicago betted against me when I ran Jay Bond, say I wasn't going to win. But now it's loyalty now. It's loyalty when Ryan raced, but when it was loyalty when Leon went out raced Jay Bond, and everybody said,
it's been loyalty with me all the time.
Yeah.
All the time. I'm betting with the home team. We went down there. I use this as an example all the time. We went down there. And we was in down in Alabama. And Chuck was running them boys. Chuck was clearly having problems out of his car. Car was missing, banging, popping. Didn't want to go down the track. Chuck can still run them boys because he had them locked in. You know what I did? I still betted $20 on Chuck. I topped my bet down because I knew he was having problems. But ain't nowhere in the world I was gonna take that money and bet on that other dude and walk away with a pocket full of money, whatever the amount it would have been. And then you know, don't have no dignity.
I'm gonna tell you another loyalty. When you ran dog down in Huntsville with T Love top and the Chicago was down there. A whole bunch of them claimed they loyalty, but they all was betting against you when we lost against dog. So that's how that loyalty shit. But when it come around to our turn, we gotta be loyalty, but they set their ass there and they all betted against you. When we ran down there in Huntsville, that was no fucking loyalty. So why you gotta be loyalty now?
Well, hey, bro, it's loyalty with me everywhere I go, all the time. This is just how
I understand that, but I'm just bringing it to the table since they don't like to tell the truth. So you can tell part of the story, but you won't tell the whole story. And they know who they are.
Well,
but don't come with that loyalty shit. You got loyalty.
I wanted Von them to get dead on that boy after see how greasy he was talking. You know what I'm saying? But talk don't cost you nothing. You can talk all day long. And Von was smart not to let him pull him off the square with all that talking. Because the average dude would say, oh, man, that's him. I'm going to go on here and whoop him. No, you get your stuff in order first. And then you can get a dog get him caught. The talking ain't cost you nothing. You mess around and go there half cock and he beat you. Now, not only is he talking crazy, he got your money, too. So let him talk.
All right.
Catch him. You'll catch him on another thing. Only thing he can say is, yeah, man, I tried to run him and he wouldn't run. Well, he shouldn't run if this car ain't right. Just like I told Ryan. Ryan done letting them boys them talk crazy to him back and forth. I said, Ryan, don't concentrate on no gamble. Everybody bring you all that money trying to bet you. Get your car right. Soon as he got his car right, all that gamble left.
Hey,
nobody around.
Hey, Drag. Did I do what you say to do? And
you
do it again?
You got your car right. Hey, and you looked around. Hey, before you got your car right, you couldn't move from all them jokers trying to run you and trying to lock you in. Soon as you got your car right, you looked around. You couldn't see a person a mile away. You understand what I'm saying? You didn't get them up off you like that.
Yep.
Get your car right.
Hey, look,
that's when you got dogged off.
When I made that blast, and that dirty little white boy, you know what he say? He said, I ain't gonna mess with you today. I said, why not? Because I ain't. I'm just gonna mess. I said, no, you're not. He said, you gonna mess with me. I had to arrest those people down there. I don't know what they thought, but this is what people do. They jumped on other people's bandwagon. I just heard Leon say when I run TikTok, Leon, I'm going to put space on TikTok. And for your money, I'm going to hide your fucking money. Do you understand
okay,
that?
Okay, well, go down there and run him, Ryan, and you got me.
No, I want you to feel the pain and the agony behind it. I'm going to hide your money.
You can't feel no pain because I make money every day. That don't bother me. I'm only going to gamble what I can afford, sir.
Leon,
my
200 against your 100.
At the end of the day, Ryan, you can't convince me just to bet with you. I'm going to bet the way I want to bet. If I feel you don't get
the I don't want you to bet with me. Your money ain't no good on my ear.
Well, y'all make a big issue about a mother bet with the home
you want me to tell you this? Look, as long as you bet against us, we know we got a payday. I want your dumb ass to keep betting on betting the way you bet. Because as long as you keep betting that way, we're going to keep putting your money in our pocket.
As long as you keep ducking them goddamn real race cars, you ain't going to do nothing but do what you're doing. Go to the races, they race nobody. I said,
Who ain't racing nobody? Hey, Leon, if we didn't race nobody.
I'm not going to argue with you because you're full of shit.
No, you can't argue because I do more racing than you.
Now you're on this phone with your chest poked out. Y'all so loyalty, but you motherfucker better get the motherfucker when they race out of town. Now all of a sudden the mother got to be loyalty. Y'all got
who better against
that's
you?
That's why the racing game like it is.
Who better against you?
Y'all can't even stand to see a motherfucker. I bet it. And
who
and the
fuck
whole
is,
goddamn
hey,
racing
Leon,
game
that, who is y'all? Who
hold
is
up,
y'all
Von.
First, Leon?
Hold up, Von.
A lot of
hold up, Von. Hey, Von, I'm not gonna even announce who all they are. They know who they were.
Hey, Leon,
you
betted $175 in the pot and Vaughn bet the rest. So how the fuck is he betting against you?
How much
he made the race?
Ho, ho, ho. I'm going to bet you $500. Vaughn has the money. How much you want to bet?
How much I want to
bet
what?
How much you want to bet I have more than
$175?
How much you want to bet I have more than $175?
I don't know what you had in there. I know I bet you this.
When you
he had more money in your pot than you did.
You don't know what
I had. Hey, look. He had more money in the pot than you did.
That's the problem your weak ass got, Brad. You worry about what everybody else doing. Keep up your own shit.
No, I don't.
You the one spending all the money.
I'm
not.
Racing my own
and you
program.
Shit.
I don't. Hey, look. I don't run for that little fucking funky ass
shit.
Money you fucking run for.
You
I only did
well,
it for you because
win.
I felt bad
how
for
much,
you.
How much? How
because
much,
we had to get you.
You lost $7,500, motherfucker. You didn't win $7,500 off of me, you weak motherfucker. You
how much did
you
I win off of you? How much did I win off you?
Boy, you won $3,000, and you gave away $7,500. So where the rest of it come from? It didn't come from me.
Okay, hey, Leon, watch this.
I won't hear that shit,
did
man.
I turn back around
yes,
and
going,
run? How many other people? How many people? How many times you lost this year? How many times you lost this year?
What?
How many times you won this year?
One.
What did you win?
You
still in the negative.
Hey, Ryan.
You
in the hold on. Since you want to make a show about somebody negative, You won. You beat me out of 3,000, but you lost 7,500. Then you turn around. You got to pay your tuners. You paid your tuners. You paid your drivers. And take your gas, get up there. You ain't win shit if you really want it. You in the negative. Then you go out of town and
Leon,
run over for
hey,
5,000.
Hey, Leon, go look at my parts
don't
and see how much
I
won. I
can count yours. Don't count mine.
Hey, go ahead and count
you
mine.
You in the hole more than me.
I don't run for anything less than $5,000.
Yeah, you ran for $5,000.
I don't run
for
nothing less than $5,000. Hey, you know what? Look,
come
on the way back.
Shit.
Oh,
hey,
look on the way back. They had to remind me that I had.
It,
hey, they had to remind me I had
no
$1,000 on the side.
You ain't had shit. Don't tell no lie. A word for you ain't nothing to lie. If you lie, you're a liar, right? Stop lying. Why you on the phone?
Hey, Leon, I forgot I had the
$1,000
on the side.
Hey, listen, at the end of the day, I don't give a fuck who you is. This is my money. I bet it the way I want to bet. I don't give no fuck about no home team.
Well, nobody cares about because you ain't going to
bet
no for $20 and $40.
You keep your mouth in there. You keep your mouth. You keep your mouth. My name
give,
in your
hey,
mouth.
Look.
You keep my name
I
in your mouth.
I give the people
oh,
on the street.
Them,
I get a bum on the street $20
and $40. You worry about a mother bet
you
money.
You know the homeless people be on the street.
Betting,
I get up $20 and $40.
You shouldn't even worry about that. You should be trying to get your shit together for the next event.
My shit is together. I beat you. I beat your
yeah,
ass.
You
I put a bus. I put a train on
you. You paid the punk out money to man and bitch, and you paid the punk out money to James Blackman, motherfucker, with your punk out paying ass.
Yeah, but I still
you
beat your ass.
It,
I took your money.
Yeah, and I get it back. I took it out on somebody else. So what's the difference? What's
no, you're still a negative because Vaughn had more money to buy
yeah,
than you did.
Yeah. Well, one thing about
hey,
it, Vaughn. I'm not gonna let
hey, Vaughn, where you
it,
at?
Motherfucker, you won't talk that shit. You ain't win shit
hey,
when you beat me.
What up?
You paid
what up?
And
hey, boy, how much was that part?
Stupid motherfucker.
Huh?
How much was that part?
The part with, what part? Which one? With Leon?
With Leon and Cootie.
I think it was like, what was it, like, damn near 2,000 or something? 2,000 or something?
How
like
much
that?
You have in there?
Shit, I had about 1,200, 1,300 or something. You
know? I'll rest my case, man. I'll
yeah,
rest my
you
case.
Will rest your, I will rest my case, too, if I'm going to the track and all I'm doing is to say I won a race. I'll rest my case, too. You raised me for
hey,
3,000.
Hey, Leon, you know, when I be gambling, look, when
you
I be gambling.
Hey, you had to pay your tuning, your flight, and your gas and shit. You know. You're in the negative.
Yeah, did I lose?
You gonna stand in the negative.
No,
you in the negative.
No, I ain't gonna have any races. Hey, look,
you
must have been looking at how many races
back.
I won this year.
We can't even get him back.
Hey, how many races I won this year?
You come up to me. Oh, I'm not racing up here no more. They got regular track. No, you got your ass whipped. You won't go back to race that boy back up there.
Hey, but how many races I won this year?
Motherfucker, you don't see
how many races I won. How much
too.
My pot?
Motherfucker, you paid out two punk outs this year. You paid out two punk outs, and you sat there and talked that shit about everybody else. Stop telling my pocket, motherfuckers, so you ain't got no more than I got.
It don't take long to count those short pockets. They little.
You shouldn't eat well about what I got. But every deal I got.
I don't because it's nothing to worry about.
Hey, look. I made your motherfucking ass spend a lot of money just to raise me for my little old $3,000, motherfucker, but you lost $7,500, motherfucker.
Hey, but long as I took it from you, that made me happy. As long as I took it from you.
And it makes me happy. It makes me happy to see you.
No, but long as I took it from you.
That makes me happy.
Hey, hold on. Long as I took it from you, and you didn't, and you don't have it in your pocket.
You ain't took me. You still had your stupid ass.
Hey, and then I took, look, and then I took the money from
you.
Look, then I took the money from the people in your family, too. Then I took the money from your brother. Then I took some money from your nephew. I took the money from your whole family, man.
You ain't took nothing, nigga. You kept the case trying to take some over
hey,
here.
Hey, around Thanksgiving, I'm going to buy y'all a Thanksgiving turkey.
Here.
Hey, I'm going to buy y'all a Thanksgiving turkey.
I'm gone. I'll holler at y'all later. I'm gone.
Hey,
I'm
going to
give you a Thanksgiving turkey.
Pocket, motherfucker. Count your own goddamn money.
Hey, I'm about y'all a Thanksgiving turkey.
You only
I feel bad I took that money from y'all.
And can't whoop no and turn around and spend all this fucking money and they ain't breaking even. Spinning, brother. He's spinning.
Leon, what's that turkey y'all want?
No, Leon, he ain't doing nothing. You ain't doing, Leon. You spitting on that weak motherfucker, too. He ain't doing nothing. Hey. You ain't doing.
Hey, Von, you better stop, because the motherfuckers, hey, Von, a motherfucker say they looked up, you took you 15 minutes, you still paying our best down there in Steel, Alabama. So,
Leon, I pay off a lot because I bet a lot, motherfucker.
I won off of that when you got your ass whooped. I went the other way.
Yeah. And guess what? I lost when I got my ass whooped. That's obvious, nigga.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Hey, but I definitely got halfway back when Ryan kicked
his ass.
We all take a chance of losing.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. That's part of racing.
Hell yeah! Hey, loss don't bother me.
We looking for Jack Bob with Lil Vinny.
Man, well, let them talk about that. Jack. I don't want to talk about no motherfucking Jack Bob with Lil Vinny.
Nah, I heard you on here talking to Sham about racing. That's why I just brought that up.
Hey,
Zay.
I'm talking to Vaughn about racing. Hey, shut up. Listen, you don't have to talk.
You just listen.
All right, I'm gone, Karachi, looking for you.
Hey, Zay. Zay, you talking about for Trick or Treat?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to let you know.
Karachi
looking for
Lil
Vinny.
Any day.
Karachi looking for Lil Vinny.
I'm DP ready with Grandson, too, so don't forget that.
Yeah, I don't got nothing to run you with. Well, I'm talking about old Jack. Just let me know when you ready, because we ready.
I don't want nobody to feel like they ready because they talking about Jack Ball. I just want everybody to know what car I own, though. I'm ready with Grandson.
No, but you were just trying to lock them in, though. But I'm gone, though.
Hey, man, listen. Sam, did I get Sam what he asked for?
Yes, he hung up. I gotta wait. I can't give me a little bit. I'm gonna lock you in. I gotta make sure he's gonna be able to go.
Okay. He gonna be able to go, boy. You already know that.
We gonna see. Just give me a few.
Why you just open me up, man? I couldn't argue with Big Drag or nobody, man.
Oh man, I just got back. I'm sorry.
Hey, why they don't want to run Lil Vinny with Karachi?
I guess they want to pick and choose
as usual.
But Ben say
he ain't going to Trick or Treat, but I lock their ass in to make sure he get there, though.
I will, too.
Man, they don't want no fight.
They don't want no fight. Hey, where's they at? Get them up.
He hung up.
Hold on, let me get him back.
Hold on, I'm gonna get him back. Hold on.
He didn't want to talk.
And we ain't gonna call Biz. We just gonna lock him in.
Lock him in.
Fuck Biz. I beat Biz, motherfucking ass. Suck
Biz,
nigga.
Hey, who is that? Three Love. What you wanna do with Grandson?
I don't want Biz, motherfucker. Y'all come with Biz on Zay, motherfucker. Put him on me, motherfucker.
Three Love, just get out the way, brother. Hey, Three Love, sit on down, Titty Milk. Hey, what the fuck do he got to do? Hey, Three Love, get out the way, man.
I'm getting a record yet, too. Fuck you.
Nah, get out the way, because I told you to, nigga.
Give me that one and one. That's 500, motherfucker. I'm going to grandpa on that, nigga.
Boy, you got that back tie in 500. Now act like.
No. You just had one and one and 500.
Man, hold on. I ain't giving you shit. You got one and one, nigga. Lock in.
Man, fuck you.
ain't giving you no 500. You coming anyway.
Like you was saying that.
Hold on. You got what you want. You got one and one. Lock in.
I got one and one. You my 500,
yeah.
Bitch.
No, I ain't giving you nothing. You coming anyway.
Hey man.
I know 500 ain't going. 500 ain't nothing but two. Man, I ain't got it. I wasn't giving. Zay don't. I ain't gonna ask for no money like you. Hey, Zay got gas money to get to the track. You don't. Hey man, you got. Hey, you got one and one. What I'm gonna put some money in your pocket for, man? Come on, man. We can get past all that, Three Love. You got what you asking for in the race. You coming anyway.
I know I'm coming.
All right, then. So what I need to give you 500 for then?
You don't know what you said, Mom. You said that, Mom.
Hey, Three Love, you said you was going to run me head up with Grandson, and you ain't doing it. So neither one of us keeping our words, so fuck that.
I said that at 41, nigga.
What the 41 closed down for the year? What you talking about 41 for?
So we're talking about that right now.
Hey, Three Love, okay, all that's fine and dandy. We done with that. Now let's see if Lil Vinny want to run Biz Cop. We're going to bring Biz Cop to Trick or Treat. Drag and Leon was talking, and Leon put everybody in that shit. So stop trying to play Captain Save-A-Ho, man.
Leon, is your car
running? You got the back tire. Okay. Now off to Three Love. Three Love, what's up? You got one and one. We ain't got to do it for much money.
Okay, though. So
don't get mad, Three Love. Don't get mad. You won't lock me in right now. So don't get mad if you get down there and you make a pass and you look like John Force in that motherfucker and I don't want to see you one and one no more. Don't get mad.
Okay.
If you look fast as hell, I don't want to give you one and one.
I won't get mad, buddy. Okay.
Stop thinking. You over here talking shit right now, so I'm accommodate you. But if I see something I don't like, I'm not gonna do it. So you might as well give me what you got me.
I'm gonna take the one on the trailer, motherfucker. Friday night at 8 o'clock, motherfucker.
Three Love, don't start talking stuff, man.
Yeah.
Just calm down. Let's do it like we've been doing it. Calm down. I'm trying to race you on Saturday, not Friday.
I'm not coming off the trailer, Three Love. You want
one and one, you want some money, and you want me to come off the trailer. You want four spots.
Want
I'm not going to give you four spots.
I don't need your money, Vaughn.
Damn, I'm not about to give you four spots to race you, Three Love. Hey, Three Love. You asked for four fucking spots. I ain't coming off the trailer, bro. Giving you no spot, man. That's like giving you two, three spots in one, man. Come on, man. Be for real, man. All right, you have one too, man.
God, no, boy.
Three loves. So, why you begging like that, man?
Can we get Biz and Lil Billy locked in, please?
He just texted me. He said he's looking for Jack Ball.
Asked him, can he look a little bit longer for Biz?
Oh, man.
Text him back and ask him, can he look a little bit longer for Biz?
What's wrong? Why did they get off the phone? He crying? He in the feeling?
He said he don't want to talk to me.
He's somewhere.
Yeah, no, that's because you be talking and them freckles popping off his face.
All
these bullies on the phone. He had a reason to get off.
I know
these
how to get them back
they
online.
Pick and choose. They can pick and choose and tell you what car to run in with and all that other. Man, fuck that shit, nigga. Our own grandson, I go to anybody else that's associated with them niggas. Fuck them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they crying. Motherfuckers crying. Motherfuckers losing.
What he mad at me for? He said I don't want to talk to you, Ryan. What did I do to him?
Why are you
he
so hard
hurt my
on
heart
Freckles?
With that one, man. He hurt my heart with that one.
My.
Man, what's wrong with you?
I'm trying to run Sam. Yeah, you goddamn right. Sam don't look shit like Lil Vinny, motherfucker.
Oh,
it's cool
man,
when you
man.
Pick and choose your races, though, but I can't pick and choose mine, though. Get the fuck out
of here,
nigga. Man, go have a fucking seat, nigga.
You see what I'm talking about?
Where the champ Jeremiah at?
You got all these bullets on the phone. You got Ryan.
I saw Jeremiah. He got some eyebrows tattooed on his face.
Oh, man.
He's got the tattoo shop.
Yeah. Unbelievable, man.
Not the crazy glue eyebrows.
Hey, Von. What up, three little?
Talk to the phone. Nobody can hear what you said. Step up to the mic, Luther. Your volume low. We can't hear you. Step up to the mic, Luther.
That nigga volume ain't low. He got an Obama phone. His ass got an Obama phone.
Oh, man.
Now, what you say, D-Lug? I can't hear you. Huh? What you mean how much you got to have? You know it ain't about no money with me. Just stop talking crazy. I'll beat your ass or whatever.
Okay. We'll log in. 250 on 1500.
I'll
take that 1-1.
Chad, what I'm saying,
you
want to
give it
to him? Nah. We ain't going to do all that. Three look. Hey, you're not that important, man. Stop thinking I got a bed for y'all.
Huh? We'll lock in $500, $2,500. We'll take that $1,500. Wait, we're still on him? What time I got Predator locked in? Hold on. What time is Predator locked in?
What time is Predator and what time y'all locked in with Vaughn?
6 o'clock.
We can do 8 o'clock.
Saturday.
Go ahead, Vaughn. Okay, go ahead, Vaughn.
6 o'clock Saturday.
Okay,
yeah.
Hold on. Go ahead, Vaughn.
We can do it at 3, love.
At 3?
Yeah.
We're going to do it here with the Predator.
Huh?
We can do it at 3.
Man, hold on, man. Hey, listen, man. If you got to ask permission, just talk to me after you get done.
Hey, Vaughn. We can do it at 3, motherfucker. I got something about driving, nigga. We can do it at 3, man.
Okay, we do it at 3.
You got to talk to your driver. Ain't your driver your son?
Yeah.
God damn, I wish you was my daddy. I'd be slapping you around the house.
Man, that girl already tried some up.
Come on, let's do it at 3 o'clock. 3 o'clock, you got 1-1 with the bully aggressor. 3 o'clock.
3 o'clock. 5 on 2500.
Is it locked?
Yeah, we locked.
Okay, it's locked. There you go.
3 o'clock, 1-1. Sad.
The bully versus grandson. All right. All right. Saturday.
I'm finna blow past this motherfucker like he got his parachute open.
Hey, Ron. Oh, man.
Hey, Ron. You know, you got to drive right,
Ron. You ain't locked that in. You ain't even locked in nothing else.
But no, he said
you're
gonna drive,
bro. You working on that? Hey, man. Hey, listen. Hey, 3-Love. Hey, 3-Love. Hey, 3-Love. Hey, we locked in already, 3-Love. Don't start that, brother. Hey, if Petey want me to drive, let his nuts hang. I'll run Petey head up, me and him drive. Let his nuts hang.
No, you already told me you out of town. My brother's driving in town, so I can't respect that.
Let his nuts hang. I get in that motherfucker at 3 o'clock.
You scared of him,
pussy. Why I'm scared of him and he asking for a spot, run me head up.
You scared of you. I'm
Hey, man, hey, listen, how we gonna tell who the baddest man in the land if I'm giving him a spot? That don't make sense. Only way we gonna prove who the baddest man in the land is if we go mano y mano. I mean, what Terrio say, uno, uno.
Oh, we, man, not the uno, uno.
Uno, uno. That's the only way we're going to be able to tell. We got to go mano a mano. We got to let them nuts hang. We got to race with no draws on. Let them nuts hang.
You're a pity, Jack. Get Jack Ball up there. You're a pity, Jack. Get Jack Ball up there.
Huh?
Get Jack Ball, Kyle. Get Jack Ball, Kyle. You're a pity, Jack. What is your nuts?
Hey, Jack. Jack Ball ain't coming. We locked in with grandson already.
You got
a juke on
trailer, motherfucking ring.
Huh?
You got a juke on trailer, motherfucking ring.
Nah, I'll put two golf carts on there with a race car.
You put the golf cart in my trailer, motherfucker. I got room for you.
Hey, so if y'all want to race golf carts, let me know.
Oh, man.
You're not ready to motherfucking golf cart, nigga. I'm ready to golf cart, Bob.
With your golf cart.
I got a golf cart ready with you.
Okay, bring your golf cart. We're going to run them for a G2. I can't
you
hear you. Your tongue sound like it's stuck in the back of your mouth. I can't hear you. What you say?
It is.
Hey, that's for taking them lazy-ass pills. You know how you take them pills? Hey, you know how you take them pills and they work?
Hey, 3-Love. We locked in already, baby. We finna get over. I can't believe we went from head up
hey,
to
yeah.
giving y'all
I'm
1-1.
Yeah, don't talk to the head. I won't talk to the ass, okay? But sit your pussy
nah,
on, don't talk to the head.
Nah, see what I'm saying, Vaughn? That's how you got to talk to him. You see how that tongue jumped up and that speaker came on?
Mm-hmm. Hey, Vaughn, I don't have no golf cart. I got a go car. I'm running my golf car.
Oh, you got a go-kart. That's what I kept saying. Go-kart or golf cart? Now, listen.
I got a go-kart. Yeah, I got a go-kart.
I'm
yeah,
straight. I don't give a fuck. Y'all got that fucking 1-1. We finna get this shit over with. You niggas beg for a lot, but y'all got it.
I want it, Vaughn.
Y'all got it, man. I'm
we,
tired
we,
of this
we
shit.
We can get out that conversation. That conversation locked in dead. We can get out that conversation, dog.
No, I'm just saying. That's what we supposed to do. We supposed to get it over with.
We talking about something else, man.
Oh, no, we can talk about what I want to talk about. You ain't nobody. You run out. You run MDK. You run MDK. You don't run the Southside, motherfucker. You going to talk about what I'm talking about, what I want you to talk about. You want to talk? No, I got you already. Don't worry about that. I'm finna go balls deep. Y'all gonna need some stitches after this one.
Hey, Vaughn, I'm gonna show you. You got a Leon. I'm letting Leon drive my car when you a jackball car. Lock your bitch ass in.
Man, stop trying to be Leon's friend. Get your ass off the phone.
Nigga, Leon,
come
my granddaddy, motherfucker. Fuck you, nigga.
Man, Leon, my friend, that motherfucker. Fuck you, four love.
Oh, man. I'm trying to put Leon in the bullet to run, goddamn it, run, goddamn it, jackball. When him and Vaughn drive, y'all talking shit about Leon.
Man, I don't want to run. Hey, man. Hey, I don't want to run a bully if PD ain't driving. Who the fuck is Leon? Hey, I don't get no credit for that weak motherfucker.
You and Peter drive in.
I don't get no credit for beating Leon, bro. He ain't shit.
Damn. Well, I had to beat something. You went got another time. I beat your motherfucking ass. And you still
ain't
came back after that.
But I beat your ass too, Leon. That's what happened in the race. I beat your ass too. But every time we did race, I didn't stop. I didn't left your weak ass sitting at that tree. Every time we raced.
Hey, Vaughn. I got to tell you something, Vaughn. Hey, Vaughn. When we fuck Mike Ravland up with that 1-1, I'm going to make Pete take a break from your pussy ass.
The break? See, that's how I know you don't know nothing about racing. The break is worse than 1-1.
You take your break.
Hey, listen, man. Listen, Three Love, you do all that cussing and everything you want to do. If he want to raise me and show me he better than me, he got to raise me head up. If not, leave it alone.
I'm going to put him in the car with you. I'm going to put him in the car with you. I got to come and put him. He's going to raise you one day real soon.
And go get three. Go call three friends and put a car together. Y'all take three of y'all weak-ass cars and put one together.
We already put it together. We just waiting on. We got to put it together.
Man.
Coming real soon,
y'all,
I promise you. Because y'all
keep giving me give me time to build another one. Then what's going to happen?
I gave you 6 months to put your motor back, motherfucker.
It ain't take me 6 months.
I done blew that motherfucker up
2 times this year already.
And I've been waiting on you. I've been waiting on you.
Well, you're going to see me Saturday at 3 o'clock. Don't worry about it.
Hey, you have a nice day, Mr. Vaughn, okay? Talk to you later, okay?
When he go past Petey, all I'm gonna say is choo choo. He finna put a train on that bitch. Watch.
Ooh wee. That Sham starting all this shit. Big Sham.
Man, oh man.
I'm glad, man. I'm glad. I'm back. I'm glad. I'm happy. I'm talking back to my old ops because them new ops ain't fun. They don't want to race. My old ops.
What?
I know where to go to give me a race.
Oh, man. Oh, my goodness, man. Unbelievable.
Them motherfucking new ops, they too fucking scary. Shit. I like my old ops. They going to try something. The old ops, they try something, goddamn.
Oh, man. Oh, my goodness. Three Love versus Vaughn.
Yep.
Jeremiah versus Tidy Bowl.
Oh,
Leon,
man,
versus Fly.
Oh,
man.
That's going to be good.
That's just here. He said,
Leon, what car you driving to run Fly with? Man, he running with that big ass car. Fly about to gap that goddamn boy.
Man, he ain't got no business running Fly with that goddamn 4,000-pound ass car. That's gonna be a good one though. That's gonna be a good
one.
Oh man, oh man. Oh my! Man, y'all came on here and just destroyed the show.
Yeah, tonight was a good night.
I'm back.
What?
Oh man!
You back, Leon?
Yeah,
Leon. You gonna run flop with that damn Chevelle, and one run me with that Chevelle? You a dirty motherfucker.
Yeah. We not gonna get into that yet. I don't wanna do you like that yet. Don't do that yet.
I wanna argue with somebody, y'all.
Don't argue with me yet, cause I don't like to do that. Not when it comes to these times yet, cause I don't be wanna talk and help move out. See, if you start talking, you go to tell him something, you got no business, and then you ain't gonna get no more race. Y'all ready to get none.
I can't run you no way no more. My old lady took my car, so it's over.
Hey, yeah, me and you had them bet, and you caused a lot of bullshit out of that gambling there.
Leon, didn't nobody know me and you was on the phone gambling, man?
I know it, but I did.
You let Drag. No, what happened? You let Drag get on this motherfucker. And Drag, goddamn it, just flipped, goddamn it, told the truth. You know, we go out of town, we supposed to be together. But, man, if you got your own money, you can bet your money any way you want to bet.
But the problem is they always telling the story, but they don't tell the whole story. When I went to Huntsville to run Willie Dawg the very first time, and they say we supposed to stick together, I know five of them betting against me. When we went to Florida and ran Jay Bond's car, I know a bunch of them betting against me. You know what I'm saying? But see, they got their head. They on these swing sets so bad. They'll say one thing and go behind the bush to hold a private conversation with you. You know what I'm saying? But when you put them out there on the front line, they sit there and tell a bunch of lies. That's why. I remember when they said, oh, we go out of town, we need to stick together. Man, at least five more of us said, what are we going to stick together for? You in the same place, man, we going to race. So I ain't trying to hear that shit. Niggas just let them up and do what they want to do. If you're going to win some money, win some money. That's it, that's all. Why make a big issue out of it?
Yeah.
They did it. I ain't going to sit there and put no names out there, but they know what I'm talking about. And then guess what? I know Sam's show fool. They on the phone.
Man,
they on the phone.
Sam, what Mr. B at? I can't raise no more. God damn it, Mr. B can't raise no more. We might as well start shooting dice against each other. Fuck that.
Oh, man. Unbelievable. It's all right. Where's Stokes at when you need him? Let me see.
Man.
Right in the bushes.
Uh-oh, there he is. There's that badass back there.
God damn it.
You want me to get Mr. B on for you yet? Let me get him.
Yeah, hell yeah. Shit, my old lady took my car. Shit, fuck it. I can't race no more. I can gamble with B. We could play, God damn it, some poker or something.
Unbelievable is all I can say, man.
I could talk to Sham every goddamn week and say I'll be ready next week.
Sham, that man say you got the break, Sham. Did you lock that race in?
Man, I can't lock it in. I got to make sure my brother can go. I don't know if he can really go yet. I'd have been locked in there. I just got to make sure. I ain't just going to throw my money away.
Man, don't put it away, Sam. You don't need it.
Just give me a couple days, Von. I got you. Just hold on.
You need a couple days?
I need a couple days to make sure. Jeremiah, your mic is over. I need to get clicked off.
Hey, Von, I got a bone to pick with your ass, and you gonna call me on the back line, and I'm gonna get on your ass too. I'm gonna get on your ass though.
Unbelievable!
Oh, how much? Blowing these people's asses out, man.
Oh, have mercy.
Jeremiah, you locked in? I see. With
Howdy,
the
bone.
Infamous. Tidy Bowl.
Yeah. He raised some Tidy Bowl. Jeremiah going to whoop Tidy Bowl ass.
Oh, man.
Shit.
going to be a good race, man. He got the Pontiac boys behind him, Gerald and them behind him. It should be a good race.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Vaughn. What Vaughn?
Yeah.
At?
Yeah.
Hey, can we call can you call Mike and see if he can do a rust job and get Tidy Bowl car ready? Oh, man.
Yeah. We probably could work that out.
Okay. All right. One
man, y'all
one
crazy, up. Man. That's all.
That means you going down, Juro Meyer.
Y'all
not
crazy.
The assassination attempt.
You going down, Juro Meyer.
Hey, all I need you to listen to is this right here. I want you to hear me when I say this right quick. You got niggas teaming up to come see me. I ain't teaming up to come see nobody, bro.
Mm-hmm.
You got niggas that had to build a team just so the person who is the top dog getting whooped their ass. You see what I'm saying? That's not
mm-hmm.
me, bro.
Man, ain't nobody. We the same spot we been in. Ain't nobody built shit for nobody. Ain't built shit for nobody. Ain't built shit for nobody.
I don't have to jump on
those. Why would you have to build something for somebody that can never beat you in the first place? These cars is built war ready.
Niggas
get in their feelings when they ain't war ready.
Hey, Vaughn, you be so disconnected from life, bro. You don't even hear what I'm saying. Nigga, what the fuck does that got to do with anything?
Damn. Hey, man. Hey, Jeremiah. You ain't never seen me disconnected from shit.
Bro. If you think in any type of way, I feel any type of way about anything, bro. Bro, I don't care about
you
that, nigga.
You just said
about
the
Vaughn, and then I'm going to get off the phone, bro. Let me show you how retarded you are, though, bro. I just said,
hey, now, you retarded, nigga. You retarded, nigga. You retarded, you goof-ass nigga. You retarded.
Damn. Hey, I'll be a goofy. I got a nose and a rainbow hat. I'm cool with that, bro. But
I'm cool. I ain't cool, nigga. Fuck you mean?
Fuck you mean?
Come on,
retarded.
Nigga, get your goof ass out of here, nigga. You made a statement like a motherfucker built some shit for y'all. Nigga, ain't nobody built nothing for y'all in mind, nigga. Ain't nobody worried about you, nigga.
How fucking retarded you are, bro. You
all you gotta do is get in the lanes with me then. That's all you gotta do.
Hey Vaughn, listen, I don't have anything to get in the lanes
with you, bro. I'm the same retarded motherfucker. You tried to get the drive when them niggas went drive for you. Don't forget that, nigga.
Don't forget that.
This is the same retarded motherfucker you called for that, nigga.
Do me a favor, don't make me.
Hey, Vaughn, don't make me.
Hey, Vaughn, I'm betting, was I retarded then? Nah, they take you for driving the car. That's what I'm talking about. Do you feel special now? Thank you, Vaughn. I appreciate you.
I do feel special because you told me them niggas were fucking with you. Look out for you, drive for you, and I did.
You sure, Vaughn? I appreciate you, Vaughn. Hey, Vaughn, this is what I'm going to do. Hey, Vaughn, let's get up tomorrow. Let's go to Blueberry Field. How about that? Hold on, man. Hey, let's go to Battersby.
I don't like Blueberry. That shit nasty.
Hey, let's go to Battersby. As a matter of fact, Vaughn, that's what we should do. Let's get up Saturday morning to go to Battersby. It's on me, bro. Get whatever you want, because I do appreciate you, bro. I ain't no ass nigga, bro. You crazy.
Hey, Jeremiah, you got the vibe. You got the vibe.
Yeah.
You got to buy me some too.
Hold on one second. Yeah. Hey, Vaughn, I want the whole world to know. It wasn't ever shaky, but when kind of people was focusing on other things, bro, you did come look out for me. I appreciate that, bro. ain't no fun ass nigga, bro. I appreciate that, dog. You did look out for me, and you caused a couple of them W's to get up under my belt, bro. I appreciate that, man. I ain't no front ass nigga. You did come through for me, bro. I appreciate that. And you just missed what I said, bro. What I said was, I said the top dog. I was meaning you, bro. That's all I was saying. I said niggas came and collided because they couldn't beat the top dog.
Man, goddamn. I'm bad myself.
But, hey, I ain't got no call about that, though.
Hey, Jeremiah. Hey, Jeremiah, bro.
Get them nuts out of the mouth.
I don't want no smoke, man. I'm good, bro. I'm, you know what I'm saying? I'm, hey,
come
man,
on, man.
I'm good. I'm chilling.
Hey,
no,
man.
Hey,
listen, man. Hey, motherfucker. Hey, listen, man.
Hey, listen, man.
Hey, man. The only smoke a motherfucker got to worry about is this racist smoke. That's what I'm saying. Why we can't get it over with?
No, but see, me and you don't have. Got a point, Hey, Vaughn. Listen, check this out. Me and you don't have absolutely nothing to get. To get over with. You follow what I'm saying? I mean, everybody that's got a car, like,
hey,
I'm ready
all I'm saying,
folks.
Hey, Jeremiah, what I'm saying is, all this you saying now, you should have thought about that shit when you was saying retarded and all that shit. I ain't going for that shit. You know better.
Me, hey, Vaughn, understand something, Vaughn. I will forever talk to you like that the same way I don't care about you saying to me.
Excuse
I've been trying to pull my coattail.
I don't mind what you say. I just want you to understand. I want you to understand, once y'all start realizing for every action there's a reaction, everybody be better.
Fuck your tired niggas here, Mike.
What's up,
hey, you phone love having motherfucker. Hey, damn.
Hey,
three love.
Hey,
three love.
Hey, Vaughn.
It's okay if you call me retarded because me and you was in the same classroom together, nigga.
Oh, man, not the same classroom.
Hey, that means
if a motherfucker start cuffing everybody
out, Sam.
He'll get some air time, huh?
Hey, Sam, sit on here.
But
yeah,
y'all done
did
what the fuck y'all want to do. Y'all done let Jeremiah get the fuck away. Y'all saving motherfuckers around here. That's what they doing.
Oh, man, not the favoritism.
Sam on his
shit. They saving people.
Hold on 1 second.
All right.
Go ahead, Flop.
Nah, fuck that. It's over with. They done let Jeremiah get away without this breakfast eating shit. Go eat some breakfast. Eat some pancakes. I hope they make the shit.
Oh, man, not the blueberry.
Hey man, hey, Flop, whether they say to me or not, man, Flop, say what I just said.
That motherfucker is a fluffer. He's a fluffer.
Say, I'm glad to see you bringing your program down this way. If you got a room.
I don't care.
You can't overtalk me, motherfucker. You just talk for the last 30 minutes. Damn, can I get a fucking word in?
Yeah.
I'm glad to see you bringing your program down south. I want to engage. If you find time or whatnot, please tap me on my shoulder. It's just that simple.
Oh, man.
I ain't got to say a lot. I know you got Tidy Bowl and whatever else you think you got going. I got Leon. We can find time if you want. Tap me. I'm available. I want to try something. That's just FYI.
Okay.
Hey, well,
B-Fan, what's up?
I'm trying to see. I know you boys is going out of town to do y'all thing. I'm trying to get a little action this week at here. Trying to see if you can get a DD or somebody on the line.
It's supposed to rain all
week. Not around here anywhere. It's going to rain
talking
all
this weekend.
Rain,
I'm talking about this weekend. I seen it's going to rain. I ain't doing the rain dance Wednesday, Tuesday, Wednesday, something like that.
Everybody going to be gone next week. Don't come on here.
They ain't
like
leaving, the Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Everybody ain't gone, man.
Come on. We're going to try you with Jack Ballcock. What you want to do?
What I'm going to do with Jack Ballcock?
Oh, shit.
I don't know.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
Don't nobody come off mute unless they ready to race. Let's do that for the rest of the night.
Mm-hmm. You got a point there.
Oh, man. Come on. Don't be like that, man.
Like
God
that.
Damn.
I believe
man.
I can
fly. We're going to get a little bit of, we gonna get a little bit of
find,
order. This.
Y'all got to find Mr. B for me, because I got to find some way to get it.
Hey, Yak, oh, man. Come on, come on, Yak.
Who is that? Four love. Titty milk. What's up, man?
Titty milk.
Three love.
Three love.
We can't go to the Street Love's ass out while that phone could come back on.
Man,
I said we got
go. We locked already.
Hey. You going to hold
hey,
it? Come on, I wear it in the morning.
Huh?
Oh man, not the hoodies.
Hey, boy.
Yeah.
Let me start the racing, Jack Ball. I'll try that.
Ooh.
This motherfucker, you jump in and put this jump in the fire. Who you, motherfucker?
Okay, I hear you. Where you want to do it?
Wednesday at the Grove.
Man, we ain't nobody racing on no Wednesday at the Grove. Nigga, we talk about going to Trick or Treat.
Man, fuck all that.
God damn, why you niggas begging so much?
Hey, man. Hey, you said something. I wasn't talking to you. You jumped in, goddammit.
I'm on a national talk show. When you come in here with an open conversation.
Nah, I like that.
If you ain't on my team, I'm on everything moving. Fuck all y'all that's on me. If you ain't on
all
my
that
team,
shit is
I'm letting y'all know
I ain't asking for no motherfucking peace treaty or no motherfucking this ain't no coalition, goddammit. You know what I'm saying? This ain't no one love. Fuck you talking about? You jumped in and said something.
I know it ain't.
Hey, we got the same type of car. Let me start the race and you got action.
Hey, you know what I do believe in, though? I do believe in what I heard in earlier, though, man. I think when Chicago go down anywhere and race to anybody, Chicago people can stick together, man. I believe in that, man. That shit is real.
Man, I don't know. That's a new age shit going. When I first started going to racing then, and motherfucking Leroy and Tate and Donye was racing and Drag, I always bet with them niggas. I ain't give a fuck.
Yeah. That's real, though.
Y'all got to stop doing that because it ain't the people that y'all don't want to do it that's doing it.
Oh,
man. Because deep down inside, when y'all see the motherfucking cars out of town, y'all wish it was y'all cars out of town doing that.
But you know what, though? Hey, but you know what, though? I'm going to say this. It ain't even that deep down, you know what I'm saying? It that you should be proud of this shit. Them your people from your... Hold on.
I'm just saying, I want to do that shit. When I saw Tate doing it, Three Lug doing it, motherfucking Donye doing it, I want to do it.
Good point.
You know what?
Who got the TV in the background?
I ain't never bet against a car from Chicago. Before I bet against a car from Chicago, I just won't bet at all.
Mm-hmm.
When I bet against a car against Chicago, it's against Chicago.
Yeah. Hey, I just bet it was they over the weekend. Shit. I know any race that he run, it's gonna be dead anyway. He got 100% chance of winning.
Oh man.
I can't hear you.
You say I'm ducking them. Ain't nobody, look, ain't nobody here in Michigan or Indiana or Wisconsin can whoop me, so I ain't got to duck them. One, not one motherfucker. You hear me? From the west side to all over.
What
Indiana
got to do
with
this?
Hey, look.
You're supposed to say not name, motherfucker, Ryan. You're supposed to say not name, motherfucker.
Right.
Well, see, I don't want to let him know anywhere. And look, we'll get taped to beat the hell out of Bodie. Because we'll beat the hell out of him.
Hold on, man. Bodie said, this guy beat the guy in Florida, he's going to beat your motherfucking ass. That's all you want in Florida come. That's all you want in Florida come.
You going to Florida?
No. You're going to Bodie beat your motherfucking ass. You ain't taking no time. Come on, Bodie beat your motherfucking ass in Florida.
Okay. But why you won't run me?
You mean anything in drag race?
Why do I have to do that? Well, why would I have to do that?
You said I had it, though. You said motherfucker on the west side is slow. I beat all these motherfuckers slow ass on the west side.
I will.
I'm slow.
I will.
Hey, said that roster. You mean that I'm a baller. I can't really mean that here. I'm a baller, no? You got to get it on the spot.
Yeah, but I want to gap you.
Give me a spot.
It ain't going to hurt long. It's just going to take a little bit.
Give me a spot because you gap me.
You got to back tell you.
You got to get your gap here when you're ahead of me.
Who?
You got to get my motherfucker. Let me show you
this,
because
I'm
meet you at my heel. Right,
but I can't even hear. I can't even hear shit you're saying. I can't understand what you're saying.
You got to cuss him out. Then he'll start hearing you around his phone with King Kenya.
Hey, motherfucker, I said, for all the money and China, motherfucker, you drive and I drive, motherfucker. You drive your car, drive my car. I beat your motherfucking ass. Nigga, that's what I said.
When you want to do that in Valdosta?
Yeah.
You want to do that in Valdosta?
Well, you want to run for me, you drive. Well, you want to run for me, you drive.
For how much?
$5,000. Me and you drive for $5,000.
Okay.
105, me and you drive 105.
Yeah, no, I'm a crew chief, man. That's all I have to drive.
I'm a crew chief.
You ain't never seen the video. I work the cars. That's my job.
Hey, Ryan, stop it, nigga.
I work the car.
You got me a mom? Or you just got a mom, nigga?
No, I don't want to, like, why would I have to get in the car? You don't even see me? Look, I don't even push, look, I don't even push my car up to the goddamn station lane. I don't do none of that. I don't even push the cars up there. Look, I don't even drive the golf cart to push it in the station lane. That's
I'm
not my job.
I'm not telling y'all that shit, man. I'm not telling y'all that shit.
I don't even drive the golf cart. Why would I get in the car?
Hey,
that's not my job.
You get a damn Diana, motherfucker, I'm getting a bullet. I'm gonna beat your ass.
I'm not getting in there. Hey, look, only time I get in there is to start that motherfucker up. And warm it up.
Well,
after I warm it up, I don't get in there no more.
You can't let burn that bomb.
I don't want to do that, man. I don't want to get in there.
I want you to drive out to me.
That's not my job.
Look,
this is what they told me. They told me I'm the crew chief. I check bottle pressure. I change spark plugs. I change oil. Check tire pressure. Turn on nitrous. Line the car up and fan the car down and turn the car. That's my job. I'm not driving. I'm not going to drive the car. My driving day is over with, man. I don't want to do no more driving. You said what?
You left the main part out.
I can't hear you.
I said you left the main part out.
What is that? What's the main part?
Talking shit.
No, I don't have to talk shit. I don't have to talk shit.
What you doing now, talking shit, motherfucker, but ain't locking
no,
out.
No, I'm just saying that's not my job. See, these people hired me to fuck y'all up. I'm under contract. And under my contract, I had to sign an agreement I wouldn't drive. I'm on a contract to assassinate y'all.
I'm
going to
break that motherfucker.
You got to take your back tire down. You got to get that young gun in there. And you got to take your back tire for 105.
I'm not going to let them take no back tire. We're going to take it out of the trailer. We're going to take it out of the trailer. We're going to take it out of the trailer.
105. 105 Saturday off the trailer.
And how to spray, yeah.
Now, I'm not taking my car to Hattie. I'm not taking my car down there. I'm taking the Valdosta.
Now, I'm going to Hot Springs this week, next weekend.
Come on,
Hot Springs,
we'll take you. I'm going to take you. 105 about Dust, I'll come off the trailer. I'll come off the trailer and let y'all shake it till y'all get ready.
Only no motherfucker
cares
for you. Let me get a room with you. Huh? Only no motherfucker cares for you. Let me get a room with you.
No, well, then we both come off the trailer.
We just had your motherfucking car up and call me your ear, motherfucker.
No, I don't want to do that. That's against. I don't want to break the contract. I can't do that right about now.
They don't give a fuck if you break the motherfucking contract.
Yeah, they will.
You like your name, Mr. B, man. You like Mr. B in 105. You're Mr. B driving. Do me like that, man. Treat me like that for one time, please. Let me be on one time, please.
Nah.
Hey, Vaughn. Tell me you can do it, Vaughn. You get a little motherfucking
beer.
They can't do it, bitch.
Me and you can drive through,
look. No. No, money, fool. I'm not driving with you, money, fool. No. I apologize, bro.
Hey, Vaughn, you ain't never sat in my car, have you?
No.
You want to drive it?
Yeah.
How you like that, Three Love?
Who got that loud-ass TV going like they at the club?
That motherfucker sound like it's a TV with a back to it, too. A fat back.
They got your mic is open.
Well, oh, my goodness.
Ooh-wee.
Lord, how much?
Man, oh, man.
Oh, happy day.
Real interesting.
Somebody gonna get fucked up.
Hey, Vaughn. Hey, Vaughn. Trick or treat
is the place to be.
Hey, Rack.
Yeah. Vaughn.
Yeah.
Hey, if Peter killed Mike Riley again, y'all gonna kill that motherfucker.
He
see that kid that had a little more gap than me. I want to see the gap that had a goddamn grandson. Y'all kill that motherfucker, ain't you?
Man, we ain't no better race than you with no goddamn.
It ain't nothing but a race. Petey gonna get his ass whooped.
Drink your head.
Hey, ask Petey, do he want to come on our team?
Yeah. Hey, Three Lugs, you ain't doing nothing but showing Petey how to wear some GD glasses.
No, my brother, he got one already.
Man, I thought you got into it with a coon at the shop or something when I saw you.
Hey, Big Sam, you still on the phone?
Yeah.
Hey, Big Sham, I got a question to pose, and maybe you can open this up next week. I know it's getting late, but if Spotty is on the same team, how's anybody going to race? That's just the question I want to ask. Maybe you'll pose that question next week, but if everybody together and the whole city is recruited for the same team, does that not racing in the city? I'm just asking the question, because I be hearing, like, little shit, and I'm, like, just kind of like, well, damn, like, what are we doing? Like, do we have a dictatorship in Chicago as it pertains to drag racing? How does that work? Like, because I see everybody is scared of people, so it's like we're going to run under this umbrella. So I'm just trying to figure out, will that kill drag racing or will that promote? Because in a minute, we only going to be able to race down south.
Well, I'm not going to lose the umbrella. Fuck them.
Hey, Three Luck, I already own you. You can say fuck me all you want, but I own you already. Yes, I do. I own the West Side. You're part of the West Side. I own the West Side. I own the West Side. I don't even have to look. I don't even have to ask Peter to drive. I'm just going to give them the location and tell them to come down there. I own y'all.
He's not mad. Well,
y'all are part of the West Side or the South Side.
You want to get your ass in your car, I'm going to beat your motherfucking ass. He on me. If you drive your car with me, motherfucker, I'll tell you to your motherfucking ass.
I'm a crew chief. I don't drive. You don't ever see me on the videos and what I do?
Yeah, I know. Hey, I know you, Ryan. Hey, Ryan.
$5,000. I won't run for $3,000.
We're not getting four on $5,000. Okay.
And we go give you the break.
Right, we're going to drive. Give me the break, yeah.
Yeah. And Valdosta.
Right.
What day?
What day you want me to have there?
Saturday?
Which one is it? Weekend at the Holly Springs?
No, it's November 3rd. November 3rd weekend.
They're coming there for me and my son's birthday. Yeah, we weren't coming to you, but we might come to you on the birthday for you. You do that.
You make Vaughn get
what PDF? What?
Yeah, the Vaughn driver here. Yeah, we like that. We're going to take your boys to the Vaughn driver.
What time?
What time? You want to run Saturday, right?
I got to see. Vaughn, what's a good time for Saturday?
Oh, shit. Well, we got to see what's lined up with the rest of the race.
Yeah. Yeah, we got to see. Yeah, we'll definitely get you
off. Three Love, put that bullet in for Holly Springs. You're going to need it. Don't come down there with that no prep mode in there. Put that bullet in there.
Hey, boy, I didn't know that they had to change the motor for no problem. I thought they had to change the tune-up, not the motor.
Hey, you know what you remember you said? You got a friend you can buy a motor from? I got a friend to buy a motor from too, bitch.
I know. They tired of you blowing them motherfuckers up, though, Three Love.
Hello? I'm talking to you.
Hey,
Look, hey,
do you want to borrow my motor?
You got the new motor here. What was that junk you got? You got rid of that junk, right? You know, motherfucker, got it.
Huh?
What that motherfucking garbage you got?
You don't want to borrow my motor?
Hell no. I'd rather borrow your motor if I borrow your motherfucking motor. That's one bitch you got. You just got a good working car. Your motor ain't shit.
Oh. Okay. I'm trying to help you out.
I got more than enough on this motherfucking pump. Now.
You said what?
I got a mobile clock by racing, motherfucker. That's why I got a motor pump. Motor City Mafia clock by racing gave me a motor, motherfucker.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And I got two cameras on this bitch thing with three fogs on the motherfucking pump. And Vaughn's gonna feel it. Vaughn's gonna feel it.
Hey, Three Love, you gonna need four carburetors and eight foggers, man.
Don't leave it two, partner.
Hey, listen, Three Love. Have fun setting that motherfucker up for this radio prep. You just got done racing on goddamn Doty, and you finna go on this radio prep, nigga. Go on, have fun.
Hey, well, you gotta go too, they can do that type of shit.
Hey, Mom, don't go in there.
Hey, Mom, remember y'all had the whole cut of the center in a different spot?
Oh, man, we don't get no fuck, man. We got, hey, Three Love, we got what we need, man.
We don't get no fuck. We got what we need.
Hey,
I don't need no more. I don't give a fuck.
Who cares?
Hey, who cares about two coverages? I got one throttle body that's bigger than both of them carburetors, nigga. I guarantee you that. I guarantee you my motherfucking throttle body bigger than both of them carburetors put together. I promise you that. Like skin say, what a carburetor?
Who got a phone like selling pictures? I'm gonna send it to you, boy. Fuck you, I'm gonna send it to your fuck ass. Fuck you, nigga. I'm gonna send it to your motherfucking phone, nigga. Ain't no motherfucker. What's your number, bitch?
773,
whatever.
You got my shit is 708. You know my damn number, motherfucker. 708.
Whatever.
Okay. Bye. 5-4-6-7-5-9-3.
I got it, baby.
Hey, man. Hey, it looked like they built that motherfucker when Reagan was the president.
Put that bitch on your ass, father. Put that bitch in your ass. There's a Chris Lassen motherfucking punk.
Yeah. Chris Lassen
built that
motherfucker. Hey, man. Go on, do what you got to do, brother.
You know Chris Lassen is a foreigner, right? Help him build that motherfucking punk. Tell me your ass I'm going.
Okay.
Yeah, look at
you
that,
been, you should have been
that.
Trying to raise... You should have been trying to race for more than 1,500 if you had all that. Good Lord.
Hey, Bob. I can't scare you, Bob. I got to get up there to train for you. It's going to get up there to train for you. I'm just trying to make you win. I did my job. You locked in now. So, like you're out there 15,000 to have this time for this Saturday, too. You heard my dad Leon say you're still paying off, Bob. He said you like it that big, so how do you like it? I'm going to get your truck fast.
I mean, it is what it is, man.
Man, I got a fucking bookmaker on their back.
You said who?
Them fucking Cali got a bookmaker on their back. They gonna be there with me. We gonna fuck you up, boy.
Oh, man, that's good. That's good,
fuck
man.
You up, homie.
Hey.
I'm gonna fuck you up, homie.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna see you at 3 o'clock.
I'll call you later, Rick.
All right. Anybody else? Oh, my goodness.
Hey, who is clocked off? Who are part of them?
Oh man, I done got dizzy laughing. Man, what's wrong with you?
Hey, man, how they giving away motors and they ain't got one they got themselves? I'm curious.
Oh my god, unbelievable, man.
I'm confused. I don't understand. They give away fucking motors and they ain't put them in their shit.
Where's
Rally and Puerto Rican Pete with that damn Malibu that they say was coming out?
Oh man.
We're really up with that Malibu.
Now you know if Relly and them was ready, they'd be on. They'd be saying something. They'd be out.
They wouldn't be saying shit to me. I tell you that.
Them people ain't ready.
No, they wouldn't be saying a motherfucking thing to me.
They wouldn't say nothing to you.
They wouldn't say not one motherfucking mumbling word to me. They'd be saying that shit in their goddamn head, but they ain't gonna say it directly to me.
Very disrespectful.
Unbelievable.
Where's that damn little Derek at?
Oh man.
Get
in my
on vacation.
I knew this was when he called.
Unbelievable.
Hey, where Bud and them at? You remember Bud got on his damn show and lied and said he gonna come out in May? He went to work.
Oh shit.
You remember that?
Oh shit. Get on his ass then.
And Leroy and them talking about they was coming out, they go whoop Tate. Huh?
Unbelievable. excuse me. Oh, shit. All right, y'all got quiet. Y'all let Ryan take over the show. Y'all let him took over.
Show me.
Yeah, they did. Look at that, Brother Lee.
Can't take Why him. Would they can't, just can't take Sam, you just can't take him nowhere, man. Damn.
Hey, man, the boy just don't have no coup whatsoever, man. He ain't got no coup, man.
Can't
None.
Take him nowhere, man. You know what I'm saying?
It just don't make Damn. Sense, man. Unbelievable, man. Oh, man. They ain't got quiet, Brother Lee. Nobody else has anything? Man, I don't know what to tell y'all. Trick or treat is the place to be. It looks
yes,
like to
sir.
Me.
Yes,
man,
sir.
It's the place to be. Right now. So, y'all get ready. Get ready. Get ready. Oh, man. Oh, man. Well, anybody else? Oh, man. Nobody?
Nobody. Good night, All fellas.
Right. Yeah, it seemed like same bat time, same bat channel next Thursday. All right. Good night.